At the 2015 Tulsa State Fair, Junior Livestock Show was winding down Wednesday night. Had an opportunity to catch up with the steer judge, Dr. Mark Hogue from Illinois. He's a professor at Western Illinois University.
Mark, let's talk a little bit about this year's steer show. As you noted, quality pretty good. Obviously, numbers down just a little bit here at Tulsa this year.
Well, you know, I don't focus on the sheer number. Those that are committed, those that have quality will always show. And I tell you, the Tulsa State Fair Steer Show today was a classic example of that. Tremendous breed steers, tremendous crossbred steer, just an elite, elite track. I liken it to NASCAR. You know, this is not your local dirt track. This is Daytona.
Let's talk a little bit about what you're looking for in that right package that you would call, you know, that top steer.
I want to make sure that I pick a steer that, yes, first and foremost, has those market fundamentals of muscularity and quality grade and that product that we're going to put in terms of animal protein in the meat case. But then we want those extra intangibles of that supermodel cross with a middle linebacker is what we're really looking for.
For the industry, how do the steers that you see in a show like this square up to what we're looking for today in the beef industry?
All these steers really would hit the window and parameters within the market sector. What makes a show steer so unique is that, yes, they cover the basic parameters, but then what they really do is have that extra pizzazz, that beautiful look and sound structure and symmetry that you're not going to get paid for at the packer for those things. What we do is reward the young people for managing these projects as good as they do with that look and structure.
You alluded to the fact that we are trying to prepare these young people not just to not necessarily be ranchers or farmers, but indeed future folks within the agricultural industry.
You know, I don't mean to sound old because I call myself seasoned, not old, but as I teach undergraduates in college and raising a family with three children, one of the greatest assets that a future employer is looking for, but oftentimes is overlooked, is work ethic. And when we talk about junior livestock exhibitors, I don't care if they're showing goats or sheep or pigs or cattle, they already are to the upper threshold of work ethic. They have the ability to get up. My boys set their little phones every morning for 6 a.m. and they go out and do chores. They come in, they eat, they take care of their little baby sister, and then they go to school. They come home, they do homework, they go out and chore, and that's just what we do as a family. And I guess one of my greatest fears is I really struggle with laziness. Lazy people make me nervous, and I don't want to raise children that are lazy. I want them to work hard. I want them to earn it. And every one of these kids out here tonight earned it, and that they need to be rewarded for that work ethic.